pain.
Okay,
so I was
sorry.
Like,
okay.
I know I have a product that she needs.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And at that point, we turn things around. And a lot of times you must realize that people may have trust issues way before you even interact with them. And it's like you're selling them something because you haven't built that relationship.
Mm-hmm. Relationships sell. And that is a perfect segue into, thank you so much, Renee. So
you guys
did hear that the recording is on. I'm going to do so much better with this bridge thing. But I think trying to throw travel into this morning and then doing the call, I hadn't rehearsed this scenario before. So, but we're here by any means necessary. So, okay, I'm going to go ahead and put the call in listen-only mode so we'll get a clean recording for the rest of the team. Okay. All right. So, good afternoon, everybody. Again, this is Lorenda, and today we're doing the Saturday training opportunity for Team Favor, and we want to talk about socialize or agonize. This is the third in a series of agonizing calls that you can get to when we in our group or on our webpage, and you can just contact us to get those accesses. It is a group on Facebook called Team Favor. Okay, we've heard that our network is our net worth. But what does that really mean? Okay, an illustration of that is the network marketing industry itself. Network marketing is it's a way of distributing products and services by capitalizing on the people that we know, the people that we meet, or the people that we associate with. Now, network marketing as a distribution method of products and services as opposed to other kinds of distribution methods. Some companies that sell products distribute them in stores. Some of them do it in storefronts or malls or many different ways to distribute products. Some companies are only internet-only kinds of distribution channels. But network marketing is a channel that uses people and the people who know other people, and it just spreads like the branches on a tree. So in network marketing, socializing or networking is very important. In businesses, you can network marketing events where you go and you sit around and you talk, and what's supposed to happen is you're supposed to be there building relationships and building rapport. Building rapport, as Renee alluded to, because network marketing is a relationship business. Most people want to know that you care about them before they care about what you want to sell to them. So we do people with who we know, like, and trust. Nobody likes to be sold. Nobody likes to be manipulated. We have to treat people the way that we want to be treated. And socializing is a great way to build friendships. Now, if you are strategic with your socializing, meaning you make an effort to hang around people and be around people that have a like mind, that have a desire to create wealth, that have a desire to do better in their lives, that have a desire to make progress, then the conversations that you have when you're socializing, even if you're just having fun or laughing about something or watching a video or watching a movie, you are going to choose things because you are in that social setting that are fun But since you have like business minds or like business interests or progress, you choose to be progressive and upward mobile people, those conversations and those social interactions are going to be relevant to you. So the more you socialize, the more you get to know people, the more they get to trust you, and it makes business transactions and collaborations all the more easier because you build that trust. There is Amazon.com, you all probably know, started making deliveries on Sunday. They started making deliveries on Sundays, and the business world was just amazed that how could this private company get the post office to deliver their goods on Sunday. It's like government and private business working together. But there was the rumor was that Jeff Bezos and his and somebody's were socializing, having some drinks, talking about some stuff, sitting on the back of a car, having a good time, and they got this idea, hey, wouldn't it be really cool if we could just get the post office to deliver our stuff? We would have to like build this whole infrastructure and do a lot of things to get that done. But if they could just do it for us, what would give them the incentive to do that? So just this little thing in jest during socializing many months or years down the road became something that actually happens. We get our packages. I'm a big Amazon.com fan. And we now get our deliveries on Sunday from the post office, which is awesome. And, of course, the post office will deliver Amazon packages that fit their particular model. They do that in Raleigh, throughout the week as well. So this call is about socializing, and socializing is a huge part of doing business and what is actually going to work for you. Now, if you don't like people, you really should not be in business. At least you should not be in the network marketing business, because if your goal is to just manipulate people or just be socialized or connected to them long enough to get their money, then that is not going to work. People see right through that. You see right through that when people are just not genuine. And we really want to build relationships that last very, very long times. Okay, fortunate for you, if you don't have very many social skills, like I did not because I was a programmer and I worked from home for many years, my social skills were not the best that there was. I think I was 40 years old when I finally went to a club. You know, I needed to understand what was happening in the club. So I was 40, and I went to a club, and I haven't been back because I'm like, this is really stupid. You can't really talk to anybody. The music is too loud, and people spend 2.5 hours drinking so that they could dance for 2 hours to get the courage. They spend 2.5 hours drinking to get the courage to dance with people for 2 hours. That was my assessment of it. I don't know if that's really how it goes, but that is exactly how I assessed it. So fortunately, being social is a skill. And we first are introduced to it on the playground. We are influenced by our social circles in high school. We discover ourselves and we discover society and what our role is in it in college sometimes, or in that time in our adulthood when we realize, okay, I got to figure out a way to sustain myself. So that's kind of when we discover our social self. And business is the perfection of being social, networking, okay? Your network really is your net worth. If you are the smartest person in your circle, you may need to think about a different circle. Because if you're the smartest one, that means you're not growing. You mentors are people that we need to try to be around, that we need to make a point to find somebody who's been where you want to go and who's interested in teaching you or at least sharing with you things that they have learned. Now, if you were not born with a silver spoon in your mouth and you did not talk about wealth creation at the kitchen table because that's what your family did for years and years, you have business passed down from generation to generation, if that wasn't how you grew up, you are not going to live long enough to understand the wealth-building principles that some other kinds of families have built into their families because that's who they are. So in order to cut that learning curve, being around a mentor and being learning from somebody who's been where you want to go is absolutely essential. Now, when you have a mentor and they agree to take you on as a mentee, you are going to have to dedicate yourself to going through a transformation because if you're going to have to think differently, probably go different places, you might have to dress differently. Definitely think differently, though, because just the fact that they have stuff that you don't and they have the stuff that you want, it says that they do some different things. And what they ask you to do may be completely counterintuitive because that's not the way you think. But I challenge you that if that person really is someone you want to be like, or at least you want to have their lifestyle, allow yourself to trust that they know what they're talking about because clearly they're in a place that you're not. And even if it feels totally not who you are, totally not what you're capable of, at least give it your best shot. Because all that you can do is all that you can do. And I promise you that all you can do is enough. But only you know. Only you know in your heart of heart of hearts if you are doing absolutely everything that you can do. You gotta want your desires just like breathing. You have to want it very, very badly so that you will actually stay on point, stay on task, and stay focused. So in order for us to be a good leaders, we have to be a good follower, and in success leads clues. So we are looking at the success of other people and emulating them. Now, yesterday I was at a meeting of Chinese investors that were looking at the EB-5 program at regional that regional centers manipulate, that regional centers work in. And the EB-5 program is a program that we think of as the green card program. And it was established in 1990 by Congress to stimulate the economy and get businesses to stimulate the economy through job creation and capital investment by foreign investors. One fact that stood out to me when the attorney was talking about the regional centers, which is the centers that actually manage the AEB5 project. Okay, so like a project is there's a foreign investor that wants to create a hotel in Atlanta, and he goes through a regional center to match the, to put together all of the pieces that the program is going to need. Now, if it's just one investor, the program requires that that one investor create at least 10 jobs, and those 10 jobs are maintained for a period of time. In this whole project that the regional center is managing, there is real estate purchase, there's vendors that have to be put into place, there's other financing that has to be had. It is a huge endeavor. Some of those programs take, you know, 9 months, a year, or even longer. But the whole point is to stimulate the U.S. economy with foreign investments. The thing that stood out to me when the attorney was going over this program is that over the last year, there have been a 100% increase in the number of regional centers trying to help foreign investors invest in the United States. And most of them fail. Most of the centers fail. Either they get into SEC trouble where they're doing insider trading, or they fail because of inactivity, or they fail because they don't have any more clients because they had a bad project and the word kind of gets out that this is not a good regional center. So every regional center is not created alike. Every regional center does not do well in every industry. The centers have specialties. Some specialize in manufacturing. Some specialize in manufacturing in a particular industry. Some specialize in other facets of the marketplace. So all of them are not created equal. But it was fascinating to me that the number of regional centers have increased 100%. So there are like 800 of them right now, and 400 of them happened in the last year. So my question to the attorney was, why so many in so short a period of time? And his answer was, well, the word has gotten out that there's a lot of money in matching investors to investments in the United States. But a lot of them fail because they do not have relationships with people who are in China already. You don't know any of the people. You don't know their culture. You don't know how they do business. You haven't been socialized. You haven't had any cultural training. All you know is that you're in the United States, you have a good investment, and you're going to go find some foreign money for it. And they just simply are not trusting those people with those dollars. You've got $21 million to invest. You're just not going to give that to anybody. How about a friend of a friend of a friend that comes as a referral from a friend? That might actually work. The attorney spoke about Radio Shack going into bankruptcy. One of the attorneys there was actually a bankruptcy specialist. And when Radio Shack was sold to a foreign country, to a foreigner, by the way, that company actually did not bought all the Radio Shack assets that was in bankruptcy, but they did not buy the intellectual property that Radio Shack had. So the brand, the actual things that Radio Shack sold, the name itself, Radio Shack, and the logo, all of that stuff, that was still on the table. And this particular attorney was contacted about bidding on or buying those assets from that bankruptcy. Now, this attorney was contacted because she already knows people in Beijing. Her daughter is fluent in Mandarin Chinese. She has actually lived in China for some time. So there is relationship there. And the commissions and the money that she made from that $21 million bid came about because there was relationship. They were actually in the same network or they were socialized. So all of that is to say that lots and lots and lots of business is done simply because there is a connection there. So this is just to encourage all of us to be social with people, not just for the purpose of doing business with them, but because you genuinely like them and you genuinely like the way that they think. So that's basically what I have today, is just an encouragement or just a strategy to make progress by being social. And just remember, the difference between what you have and what you want is the same difference between what you know right now and what you don't know. So in order to have what you desire, you have to be in a learning mode always. And that is the point of these training opportunities. So I encourage you to be genuine, to get to know people, serve them. Go in with an attitude of service, that go in with what can I do for you first, socialize, and build wealth. Okay, that's all I have, and I'm going to go ahead and open the call back up. And if you have a comment or a question, you can just go ahead. Anybody have anything they'd like to comment or add or something in that realm?
Thanks, Linda.
Oh gosh, I'm sorry. Say it one more time, honey.
Thanks, Linda. That was great stuff.
All right. Appreciate that, Paul. Okay. Wonderful. Okay. It seems like that was it. I am going to make this call available in the Team Favor group, and I'd like to close with, may your valley be lifted and your mountains moved, and may your life be divine by design. Bye now.